What's up, world? It's your favorite people, Isaiah Rivera, and you are now tuned into my podcast, I'm Gay, But God Still Loves Me. Welcome to my show, episode 9. I am so happy that all my beautiful people can join me, and I'm excited, y'all, because I have constantly new people that's coming onto my podcast that's actually loving the podcast. I mean, the numbers are going up, y'all. But what can I say? Hello, it is your favorite primo, moi, the one and only Joel, me, Isaiah, the only one. Hello. But I'm gonna tell y'all this, and every time I start my show, I always tell people all the time, I'm so blessed to have people that love me enough based off my personality to come on my show just to show me love and wrap their arms around me. I am so grateful for that, y'all, because like I said before, I was so discouraged about it. But whatever, we're going to move on from that because I don't want to keep on bringing it up because I moved on. I'm being great and people love me, so I'm going to accept that. Sometimes in life we have to learn how to accept things and move on. But besides that, y'all, happy Friday. Yes, cheers to the freaking weekend. Now, y'all know I tell y'all every time I'm having a drink, every time Friday comes around and it's time for my podcast. So I'm drinking Jack Daniel's Southern Peach, and no, they did not sponsor me, but because I love the drink so much, I like to share with my audience that I am drinking Jack Daniel's. And the reason why I love the coolers, because they don't give me a headache, they don't make me sick, and they don't make me completely drunk. It's just like you have this high buzz that just makes you feel like you're on top of the world. That's how far that I can explain it. But I love the Southern Peach, y'all. If y'all have tried it, Jack Daniel's Southern Peach is their coolers. You can actually go to Walmart, to Kroger. I go to the store across the street from my house because they have it all the time. I told the man, I love these drinks, and I know you only have one case left, but can you please order the lemon, the downtown punch, the Southern Peach, and the grape one? Because all of the flavors are good, but my favorite Southern Peach. But anyways, cheers to the freaking weekend once again. And I want to get on this podcast of mine and let's talk about this, y'all. Is y'all ready? Come with me. Listen, I want to talk about these nothing ass baby daddies. I wrote on my social media, okay, today, some people was in their motherfucking feelings, okay? I was on social media and I said, let me think about what I said on social media, y'all, because I had to put it on there because I just be seeing so much foolery. And sometimes my sisters and their choices in guys, and some of my friends that just tolerate too much bullshit from these nothing ass niggas who don't elevate their lives. Sometimes it's like scratching your nails on a freaking chalkboard. But I said this, sometimes in life, you have to be very careful of who you choose to be your baby daddy. Point blank and freaking period. Because what happens is, and I know when you get with them, it doesn't necessarily come out, you know, they start showing their true colors, you know, when shit start getting popped off. But some of y'all bitches be with these niggas and they show you who they are and you don't believe them. Now that's where the issue come, okay? Hold on one second. Hold that thought, y'all. Let me take a sip of this because I got some shit to say. Okay, so the problem is that you bitches keep on allowing these niggas to do whatever they want to do, okay? Then y'all take them back And then when they do it again, y'all bitches want to act surprised. Now, how the fuck are you going to act surprised when a nigga just did it 3 times to you in 2 days? How does that make sense? Like, I don't understand that. It's like, and listen, y'all, I've been there, done that. That's why I'm speaking on it. But is your self-esteem that low to the ground for you to allow a man to treat you like trash from last week? Come on now. Y'all gotta be careful who y'all sleeping with, my ladies, my beautiful queens. Y'all got to understand who the fuck you are before y'all allow these nothing ass niggas to walk in your life and treat you like trash. Know who you are. That's all I gotta say. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I come from a broken family, okay? I came from a mother and a father who their relationship was very toxic, dysfunctional, and my mom tolerated too much, if you get what I'm saying. That's why my opinion be stronger to my female friends. It's something that I have a connection with females, not romantically, obviously, because I'm a gay man, but it's something about my sisters that I love and I admire and I care about them. And when I see them get treated wrong, I address it, because at the end of the day, yes, I'm a gay man, but at the end of the day, I'm still a man. So I know how you're supposed to treat a woman and how you're supposed to respect her and honor her. But ladies, I'm telling y'all this right now. Y'all have to come in the situation not settling for less. Y'all need to not have kids by these raggedy ass baby daddies, because it's a difference from a father and it's a difference from a baby daddy. Y'all gotta know the difference, because it's a difference. Some of these niggas sitting around here being babysitters, and some of these men are taking care of their kids with their woman 24/7. It's a difference. Trust and believe, it's a difference. So my beautiful queens, my friends who are struggling in a relationship, your favorite primo, Isaiah, is talking to you through these headphones. Know your worth. Know your worth. Respect yourself enough to allow people to come in that's going to treat you right. They're going to treat you with love and build you up and not break you down, y'all. Understand that. Because once y'all have kids with these guys, they're raggedy. I call them raggedy ass dudes that you had a baby by. You're just going to have issues constantly, constantly. It doesn't get better. Maybe it's rare when some of them change, but 9 out of 10, which is very close, it's not going to change. So know your worth, know thyself, and understand, y'all, that at the end of the day, you pick and choose who you want in your life and who you want to have kids by. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important when y'all hear mama and grandmama and auntie telling you the deal, they're not telling you this because they want to talk your ear off. They're telling you this because they've been there and done that. They've been there and done that, and they're trying to save you from that shit. Because once you get a raggedy ass baby daddy, you stuck with that nigga. And then 9 out of 10, your fucking kids come out raggedy because they fucking daddy is raggedy. So be careful of how you treat. Be careful I'm trying to say this the correct way. Represent yourself in the best way possible, even when you're dating a guy or you're getting to know a guy. Represent yourself in a classy way, no matter what you're going through, because that man is going to treat you the same way you treat yourself. Don't be out here reckless, because if you act reckless, you're going to get a reckless guy. Point blank in a period. Know your worth and stop feeding. And I'm going to say this because I got a couple of girlfriends and I know they listen. Stop feeding their behavior. When the guy cuts up, let him go. don't tolerate the behavior. And I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to switch it over. Because some of these women, they're also horrible baby mamas. I know a couple of them that have all these fucking kids and can't take care of them. Don't even care to take care of them. They keep on having all these kids, sleeping with all these different guys. Come on now, y'all. Y'all gotta do better. Y'all have to do better. Seriously, you have to freaking do better. I'm telling y'all. Okay? So, the moral of the story is, be careful who you have kids by. Whether if you a guy or you a woman. Be careful who you have kids by. Because that shit start affecting your kid down the line, y'all. I'm telling y'all, listen. It start affecting your kid, y'all. So be careful. Be careful how y'all, you know. Careful how y'all, who y'all have kids by. Because that shit is reckless. I'm telling y'all. But anyways, for the people that just got on, or my beautiful listeners, let's talk about something else. I want to talk about losing weight. Oh my God, what a struggle it is. I'm fucking hungry now thinking about it. Okay, like I want to lose weight, but it's been a struggle. I've been trying different things, but it has not been working. And y'all, this is my problem, and I'm being honest with you. I'm letting y'all in. But my problem is eating at night. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I always want to eat at night. I can eat in the morning. I can have breakfast. I can have lunch. And I can have dinner. But I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my body that it says, go on and eat that piece of bread. Go on and eat that cookie. Go on and eat that slice of pizza. Like, I don't know what it is. And it's like, I could try not to eat it. And like yesterday, I had a smoothie. So I was like, I've been trying. I had a smoothie and, you know, I didn't eat for the rest of the night and stuff like that. But I'm not going to lie to y'all. When I get done with my podcast, I'm about to have some pizza. And see, that's the struggle. Like, I'm just being honest with you guys. It's a struggle trying to lose weight. And I say to myself, Lord have mercy, help me. Because I'm getting older and I know you can't burn the weight off. You know, and I know people be positive, like, we gonna lose this weight, we gonna go to the gym, we gonna go. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys, there's days where I don't feel like that. Like, let's talk about the days where you don't feel that way, when you just want to lay in the bed because you're like, I'm tired. Even though, y'all, we have to get up and we have to go and lose the weight and go exercise and stuff like that. But I'm telling y'all, the struggle is real. It is real trying to lose weight. Especially when you a foodie like me. Like, I don't do drugs. I barely drink. I don't have no habits or nothing. But I ain't gonna lie to you. If I see a brownie, or I see I want some steak or some potatoes or seafood or anything, like, I'd be like, ooh, I want that. I'm hungry. So the struggle is real, y'all. Have y'all ever felt that way? Have y'all ever felt like, excuse me, have y'all ever felt like, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm on this journey, I'm gonna do it, and then when the day is over, you just be like, oh, that Subway looks so good. I just want a foot long, add some cucumbers, some salami, some ham, and y'all, the struggle is freaking real. So I have to say a prayer to my people. Y'all, we have to lose weight. I have to lose weight. Let me not speak for y'all. I gotta fucking lose weight. I'm about to get married August 7th of this year. Okay, I still have a couple of months. But I'm not going to lie to y'all and tell y'all that it's been easy, because it has been a struggle for me. If you would ask me that when I was 21 or 19, I would have said, yeah, okay, Like, I could lose that shit with no problem. Like, I see my younger cousin, and he's so skinny. And that used to be me. That was me. I used to hear my aunties and them say, when I was younger, I was skinny, I had a body. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But now I see myself saying the same fucking thing. I'm repeating it. Like, I look at my younger cousin, and he's so skinny. You can see his damn bone. And he's skinny, okay? And I'm just like, I remember when I used to be that damn skinny. Like, I would tell him, like, I used to be your size and ate whatever I wanted to eat. But, y'all, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle trying to lose weight. So, I commend all my beautiful people out there that's trying to lose weight. And it's been a struggle for you guys. I'm here to tell you guys that we got to keep on pushing, even if we get tired. We have to continue on doing it. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that we cannot eat the stuff that we love, but just do things in moderation. You know what I'm saying? That's important, because I'm not going to tell y'all that we just going to not eat what we want cold turkey, because that's not realistic. I'm going to be honest with y'all. But all I'm trying to say is do things in moderation. It's so important to watch how much we eat. How much you eat is so important, because sometimes you can stuff yourself and be like, damn, I done ate the spaghetti, the brownie, the cookie, and the garlic bread. What the fuck is wrong with me? And then on top of that, I done had a Pepsi. Oh, hell no. What the fuck is wrong with me? And then I'm wondering why I'm struggling trying to get up. I'm struggling trying to lift myself up and all that stuff. And y'all, let me say this. I'm not no fat ass person, okay? But I always been skinny my whole life. So as I gain a little bit of weight, it's been heavy on me, because I noticed that I'm tired more. When I get off of work, I want to go to sleep. I don't feel like really doing too much. So the struggle been really real. But as I get older, it's harder to lose the weight, because it's not coming off fast. But I will get there. And I do believe in that. I do believe that I'm going to lose weight. And I'm going to push through no matter what. And y'all going to push through. Because I believe in y'all just as much as y'all believe in me. And y'all love on me every chance y'all get. So I appreciate you guys so much. So we're going to do this together, y'all. I'm going to take y'all through the journey of me losing weight. And I'm going to take y'all actually through the journey of my wedding experience too. Having a wedding during the pandemic, and we were supposed to get married last year, and we didn't get married last year, but it's all right, because we still holding on by the grace of God. And one more, I want to bring up something else too. I want to give a shout out, and I gave a shout out last time on my last episode, but I want to give a shout out to Flame Monroe and Linnell. Now, if y'all don't know who Flame Monroe is or Linnell, they're both comedians, okay? Linnell is the bad girl of comedy. She is iconic. I love her so much because she's real. She say her shit. She speak her mind. She love on you. She don't treat you different. She treats you like you her friend. And I got the pleasure to be on Instagram Live with her today. And she took the time out of her day to put me on her live. And when I tell you, I was on live with her, and it felt like she was a homegirl, and we was just kicking it. I almost forgot that we was on Instagram Live. I thought at first that I was on FaceTime with her. I thought that I was on FaceTime with her. I'm telling y'all. So I'm so grateful that she took the time out to acknowledge me. So Linnell, I know you said you was gonna listen to my podcast. I love you so much. I just want to honor you and thank you for taking the time out to listen to my podcast, because I know you're a busy woman and I know you got a lot of stuff going on. So gracias mi amor, I appreciate you for showing your Puerto Rican godson love. And into Flame Monroe as well. Flame Monroe my godmama. They're both my godmama, and I'm their god, their Puerto Rican god. So I'm from Detroit. I'm representing. But Flame, you know how much I love you as well, and I appreciate you, and I honor you as well. So both of y'all, thank y'all so much. I love you guys so much. And listen, I'm doing this podcast because I wanted to make a path for myself. I say this over and over and over. I wanted to have a voice because where I come from, a lot of people shut me out because I was gay, because of the gay thing. That's why I put the name of my podcast is I'm Gay, But God Still Loves Me. Because at the end of the day, I'm still his child. I'm his son. No matter what anybody say. Because if you believe that I'm going to the fish fry, your ass is coming with me to the fish fry as well. Because ain't nobody on this earth perfect. Let's make that very, very, very clear. Okay? Ain't nobody perfect in this world but the Lord himself. So, with that being said, I wanted to make a path for myself because people that I grew up with that was doing positive things shut me out, especially the males. They shut me out because they didn't want to fool with me. They didn't want to be attached to me because I was a gay man that was living my gay life out loud. So I wanted to create my own podcast. I wanted to have my own voice. And I wanted to do it, and I'm doing it, and I have got very great reviews. People have shown me so much love that I didn't even think that people would take the time out or the day to show me love. So I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed. And that just tells you, don't let no run you away. Don't let somebody tell you about your destiny that God has for you, y'all. Don't let nobody tell y'all what they think you should do. Don't allow people to do that, y'all, because you have to stand in your truth. And I've been standing in my truth for a while now, y'all. And it feels so good. It feels so good to own my shit, because sometimes you got to own your shit. Even if you're not in a great place, even if you just fucked up, but you just got to own it until you can figure it out, until you can fix it. Own your shit and move on and do better. At the end of the day, it's so important to own who you are, because that's what I did. I said, you know what? Hey, listen, you don't want to fool with me because you don't want to deal with me because I'm gay or I'm owning up the gay thing. That's cool. But guess what? You're missing out because I'm not like everybody else. I'm the golden child, and I truly believe I'm the golden child. This one lady used to say that, and she used to tell me that, and I thought she was the most craziest lady in the whole world. But I get what she was saying. I'm different, but God made me different for a reason. He made me different for a reason, especially from where I came from and how it was. They wasn't tolerating me, and I had to create my own space, y'all. I had to create my own time, my own everything, and I'm doing it. And I'm very proud to say that, hey, I'm gay and God still loves me. And I'm glad to say, coming from my hometown, that I have a voice, and I'm gonna talk my talk. I'm gonna say what needs to be said, and I'm gonna own who the hell I am. I'm gonna stand in my shit. My beautiful people that's listening, I want y'all to stand in your shit. Own who you are and love God and have a relationship with God and love your family, even the ones that shut you out. Love them and pray for them. Love your friends. Surround yourself by good people. Surround yourself by people that love you and that lift you up. And if you're single, you're not left out, y'all. People think because they single, they just gotta be in this miserable space. Listen, God is just preparing your man or whoever for you. And sometimes he's preparing you for you, because sometimes you just need you. You know, y'all be in these relationships trying to cover up the pain. And can't nobody heal your pain but yourself. And that's when you heal, that's when you allow somebody good to walk in your life, y'all. Listen, I'm only telling y'all this and I'm giving y'all my opinion because I've been through this. I know this very well. I have a t-shirt, wore it, threw it off, washed it, got it dirty again, threw it in the hamper, all of that. I've been there and done that. So own who you are and embrace yourself and your flaws. And God will make a way for you. I promise you he will. Listen, I'm Isaiah Rivera. And this is I'm Gay But God Still Loves Me, your favorite primo. And I love you guys for listening. I love you guys for just being on here with me. I love you guys. And I know at the end of my podcast episodes, I always say something positive. But the positive thing I want to say is what I just said a few minutes ago. Stand in who you are and embrace who you are, even if you don't like it at the moment. Own who you are and move on. And God will make a way for you. This is Isaiah Rivera. I love you guys. Until next time, bye.